Utility officials referenced a recent study that shows that the city could begin to run low on gas as early as 2014. Lee Thiebert, a senior vice president at Chugach Electric Association, presented a PowerPoint with the latest data.
We have been working as the team of NSTAR, MLMP, MEA, and HEA, working with petrochemical resources to look at the kind of the supply-demand imbalance or balance over the next few years. And that study has been updated very recently, but we're still, based on everything we've seen, even with the incentives that the state's put out, we could be in a position of shortfall as early as 2014, 2015.
Chugach Electric Association is about 90% reliant on natural gas to supply power. Utility officials agreed that oil and gas exploration in Cook Inlet has not put gas into production yet, and so it can't be expected to help to avoid a serious shortfall. They said getting the available gas into production might take 3 to 7 years, and that means having a plan B, importing natural gas from the lower 48. Mayor Dan Sullivan says it's clear, despite the exploration being done in Cook Inlet, the utilities will have to start moving in that direction.
There's a gap period between about 2014 and maybe about 2017 or so where there will not be enough gas under contract for either NSTAR or the electric utilities to provide the need that they need to provide to the residents. And during that period of time, I think they're making very strong plans right now today to purchase shipments of either liquefied natural gas or more likely compressed natural gas in order to fill that several-year gap.
Utility officials said they hope the state will help fund the cost of the studies and initial investments necessary to begin importation of natural gas from the lower 48, and they hope to work with the legislature during the upcoming session to solve the problem. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.